Michael Bryant is an attorney. I believe he works out of the Okemos area, and he has worked and is working on some fascinating cases. Mike, how are you this morning?
Well, I'm fine. It's a little early, but I'm awake.
Well, you look bright-eyed and bushy-tail.
Well, thank you.
Well, tell us a little bit about your background, where you went to college, law school, and why you choose Okemos to work out of.
Oh, well, sure. Thank you. I grew up in West Texas, a little town called Midland, Texas. That's a George Bush country.
Now, and big football town.
Oh, it sure is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, our big opponent was a Permian. Mm-hmm. Growing up, I went to Lee High School.
Odessa.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if this is going to upset anybody, but I went to Texas Tech. Mm-hmm. And as you know, they played MSU mm-hmm. a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. So I got to wear my Texas Tech stuff, and people frowned at me a little bit. But it was a great game, and really enjoyed it. Then my background was geography and geology. And I came up here to do some oil and gas work with my dad about the time the oil market bottomed out. And I joined up Cooley Law School and graduated in 1988. Married a Michigan girl. And
you've been stuck here ever since.
Well, no, we opened up an office down in Texas doing chemical exposure cases, suing Citgo Refinery, Valero, Coke Refinery, some of the other larger refineries in mm-hmm. Corpus Christi. So we had an office down there for about 10 years.
Well, some of the cases that you work with are pretty high profile, but it seems like you personally kind of keep a low profile. Is that just the way it's happened, or is that something you try to do?
Well, try to keep a low profile. With okay. The family doesn't appreciate all the extra attention, and of course there's always added security. But other than that, I do try to keep a low profile. As best possible.
All right. Well, you are the attorney for Mary Rush. She's the mother of Darnisha Clay in a lawsuit of Lansing Police Department officer Brian Rendon. And is that lawsuit also, does that charge the city also?
Of course. Yes, it does charge the city. They're primarily responsible, at least according to our federal suit.
All right.
We filed suit in the Western District of Michigan. We filed it about 2 weeks ago, and we just got the summons back from the court. But it's a three-count complaint. It's a 1983 complaint. That's the federal charge, claiming that Ms. Clay's rights and due process were violated by the police officer, not only being a police officer, but by judge, jury, and executioner.
Well, you have a 17-year-old who, by some accounts, was somewhat mentally unstable. She was in a bank at an odd time. She had a knife. And police officers more specifically, felt that his life was in danger, and sometimes you have to use deadly force to protect yourself. You have a different perspective on that.
Well, I agree. I mean, a police officer's job is very difficult, and if it was simply that, if the picture was that clear that he was in danger of his life, then I wouldn't have filed suit. But I looked at it, and I had some other experts look at it, some ballistics experts, and there's some very real questions that need to be answered. And that's sort of the approach we've taken with this suit, is that, you know, we understand officers' jobs are very difficult, but sometimes there may be a bad apple in the group.
What questions need to be answered?
Well, we want to know, we'd like to see the videos, we'd like to see the knife. We would like to have our own ballistics experts who have already started trying to calculate the distance from Ms. Clay to the point of Officer Rendon's gun. And they're claiming that it should have only been 2 or 3 feet. Our experts are going to come back and either say that's correct or say it was much further. If it's much further, there's going to be an issue then, because if it was 6 to 8 feet away, then obviously there's no immediate fear for his life.
Now, there are some that will say, you know, this is an instance where an attorney has gotten together with a potential client and said, look, this is a big entity. We can make a lot of money here. Let's sue them.
Right. Well, let me tell you how I found it. I heard about the case on the news when it first happened, and personally I thought, this doesn't sound right. She was on her knees and shot. About 6 weeks later, I get a call from her mother. She's in Texas, and I have a bar card in Texas, so I don't know how she found me. But she called me. I didn't find her. Called me out of the blue and asked me if I'd represent her. And I thought long and hard, because I knew it would be a difficult case, and I knew the facts are pretty much on the border of what really happened. So I took it on knowing it would be a very difficult case, and hopefully we can find out the real truth, either to, you know, exonerate and continue with the conclusion that was drawn with the prosecutor's office, or to come back and say, look, the shooting was much further than what was reported, and therefore there was no immediate fear of death.
So Michael Bryant is the Okemos attorney representing Mary Rush, the mother of Darnisha Clay, in the lawsuit of Lansing Police Department officer Brian Rendon and the city of Lansing. We're going to talk more about this case and a couple of other high-profile cases that Mr. O'Brien has worked with.